Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show, where he plays the very best of prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one, till they get angry and threaten them with a shotgun. He tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle Kelly and makes them flip all the switches. Carrot Top, landlords, tunnels, and car dings. A brand new adventure every time that the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their realities, so turn the sound up and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from central Argentina, it's the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob.
This is Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls. This is episode 31, and today we're going to be taking a look at yard sales. We're approaching yard sale season now, and this is an idea that my friend Giad came up with, where we would call up people having yard sales and say ridiculous things to them. And I think he had the original idea of calling up someone having a yard sale and saying, "Hey, what the hell, you're competing with me, I'm having a yard sale, you can't do that." I made these phone calls to people having yard sales around Giad, and he would go to the yard sales with hidden cameras and actually record video of the people taking my phone calls. And that's how all of this got started. All of these calls are from last year, but I plan to do many more of these this year. In fact, just yesterday, I did a hobosode of brand new yard sale calls, which you can hear by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. But here are a bunch of calls that I made last year to people that were holding yard sales. And for some reason, they put their phone number on Craigslist for a yard sale.
Hello?
Hey there. This is your neighbor. It's Sensei Doug. I'm calling about your garage sale.
Yes.
I live just down the street a bit on Salvatore.
Yeah.
Hey, it seems like everyone that comes to your garage sale and everyone that leaves from it, like, they're all just, like, looking at me. Like, I'm out here in my yard, and when they drive by, they're looking at me.
They're looking at you?
Like, are you telling them something about me, or what?
I don't even know where you live at.
I lived on Salvatore. I'm just down a couple blocks. I'm over kind of by Lane.
I don't even know where that is. I don't even know who you are. How do you even get my number?
Because we're neighbors. I'm less than two blocks away.
Yeah, I don't even know how you got my number. I don't even know none of the neighbors.
Well, look, can you tell your customers to stop looking at me?
Are you sure you got the right number?
Yeah, I'm definitely sure. You live at the 33, right?
Yeah, but how'd you get my phone number?
You put it on the Craigslist when you set up your garage sale.
Yeah, why would they be looking at you? I don't even know who you are. Are you sure you're not prank calling me or something?
That's what I want to know. Why are they looking at me? They're like all giving me snake eyes and stuff, and I'm just out here. Like, I'm minding my own business. And everyone that drives by.
Where do you live at? I don't know where you're talking, because you're like calling me. I don't even know who you are. You're saying I'm telling somebody something. Like, do you know who I am? Well, do you know who I am?
It seems like you're talking about me a lot if you don't know me. Like,
why would I talk about you? I don't even know who you are. Well, you want to come down here and you can tell me what you're saying? Because if you know where I live at.
I don't want to come to your shitty yard sale. I just want you to stop telling everyone to look at me when they
leave. You know I'm a police officer, right? So I don't know if you're thinking of making something up or something like that.
You think because you're a police officer, you're above the law and you can just tell people to look at me and like harass your neighbors?
I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about, you fucking idiot. If you know where I live at, then walk down here like a man.
You're kind of a shitty police officer if you don't even know your neighbors. Because I've lived down here longer than you have.
I don't even know how you would get the number, for one, and you're probably making up a lie, for two.
I didn't.
You've got to wait. You're wasting somebody's time. You're calling me for no reason.
You're wasting my time by making everybody look at me.
Why would somebody look at you?
I don't know. Like, why are you making people look at me?
It's like, where do you live at then? Everybody, where do you live at if I can tell them not to look at you?
You know exactly where I live at because you're telling everyone to look at me. Like, everybody that leaves your yard sale, they're like just looking at me.
Where do you live at then if I could come down there then and smack the shit out of you then?
Is that what a police officer is going to do? A police officer is going to come over and smack the shit out of me just because they don't like me?
Yeah, I bet you won't.
First, you're going to have like everyone look at me as they drive by. Then you're going to smack the shit out of me.
I don't even know who you're looking at.
Sounds
you probably like a pedophiler. That's probably why they're looking at you.
Sounds like you're a dirty... Well, you sound like
a fucking pedophile.
You sound like a crooked police officer.
Yeah, you're fucking idiot. You're a fucking idiot. And now I'm going to track your number, and I'm going to find out who you are, and I'm going to come to your house.
You know where I live. You know exactly where I live, because you're sending everyone down to look at me.
Tell me your address then. Tell me your address then.
You know my address.
Exactly,
I can practically see your house.
Exactly, you little bitch.
I live at 33. There, I told you.
What is it?
You heard
what
me.
What is
You heard? Well, never no, mind. You know what? You can just track my phone number with your police officer skills, since you're a police officer.
Okay, I am.
You claim.
Actually, I'm going to come to your house now, just for since that. Just to let you know. And you're calling from Oakland anyways, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, you hey, you fucking idiot. Guess what? It's my cell phone. I used to live in Oakland, but I've lived here longer than you have.
You're a piece of shit, then. If you lived in Oakland, then you're a piece of shit. I don't even want to talk to you.
Oh, is that how a police officer thinks of Oakland? Man, what an unprofessional police officer that was. It's almost as if he wasn't really a police officer.
Hello?
Hi there. This is Sensei Doug from the city of... It's calling about
Hello.
Hi, I was just calling about your yard sale there.
Yeah.
We had a couple reports that you were accepting food stamps as payment. Like, you had the payment terminal there and were accepting the state food card as payment for yard sale items.
No.
And it wasn't even food. You can't do that, ma'am.
We haven't been doing that. I don't know who's reporting that to you, but we're not doing that.
Well, they sent us pictures and everything of the entire transaction happening on your property. They showed that you had the little payment terminal. They ran their card. They showed us the receipt.
Could you come to our house, please?
No,
I will
no,
tell
I'm,
you that we don't have anything like that. I don't even know what you're talking
well,
about.
Well, I'm sure by the time I get there, you're probably going to hide it and put it away. But I'm just...
He's saying that somebody sent him a picture of us accepting food stamps for yard sale stuff.
You can't do that.
And that we have a terminal and a receipt for it? That's completely untrue.
Okay, look, you're not in any trouble. We're not going to fine you this time, but you need to stop doing that.
Fine me this time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, whoever showed you that is lying. That's what I'm telling you.
We had two different people show this to us. You're over there on Street in East Main, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one. We know it's you. Like, you don't have to lie. You don't have to lie to a city official.
I'm not lying. We don't have a terminal. I don't even know what that is.
Okay, well, as I said, we're not going to fine you this time, but you need to just put that thing away and don't use it again. Don't use that to accept payments.
Hello, Sanjay.
Oh, hey. I'm calling about your yard sale.
Yeah.
This is Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes.
And we've got a resident who wants to come to your yard sale, but they said they can't come inside because they have allergies and they are claustrophobic. So we're going to need you to move all your yard sale material outdoors real quick so they can visit the yard sale. It's to comply with the Disabilities Act.
Are you serious?
Yep. It's going to have to all come. What's that?
Stuff out is that's a ridiculous thing.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I'm in an apartment. You want me to take beds outside on the sidewalk? There is no place, no yard here.
Yeah, just take it all. Well, it does. Yeah, just take it all outside. Just real quick, he's just going to come over. He's going to be there within the hour, he says.
There is no real place. I have five bunk beds. There's heavy furniture here.
Well, you better figure it out because you need to comply with the Disabilities Act. You don't want to be in discompliance with the Disabilities Act of 2002.
Then you're going to do what if I am?
We'll have to give you a fine. Do you have a wheelchair ramp there so people with wheelchairs can get inside?
I mean, I don't think so. No, there's just stairs.
Oh.
It's an apartment.
Did you get a permit for this moving sale?
Why would I need a permit for a fucking moving sale?
Because it's a city ordinance, idiot. Anyway, you need to bring all this stuff outside.
I'm not going to do it. I'm canceling the sale.
No, I command you.
Fuck you. Fuck you, asshole.
Hello?
Hello. I'm calling about your yard sale.
Yes.
And is that still going on today?
Yes, it is. Until 5.
Okay. Well, I have one. I live just around the corner from you. I'm over on Glenwood Drive.
Yes.
And I'm having one tomorrow. So since you had one today, I don't think you should have yours tomorrow.
You don't think I should have it tomorrow?
No, because it'll steal my business.
Well, I advertised it tomorrow the next day.
I know, but I advertised mine 2 weeks ago. I put it on Craigslist. So you're basically stealing all of my business.
How do you know I have the same stuff as you have?
Well, it doesn't matter because people are going to come there and they'll spend all their money at your place first. And then they won't have any money left for me.
I always figured the more garage sales there was, the better off everybody is.
Oh, well, you're an idiot for thinking that way. No, it's, you know, you're stealing my business. I mean, what if McDonald's just put 5 McDonald's all in a row on the same street right next to each other? Would that be good for business? I don't think so.
Well, mine is all donated to a good cause, and yours is for you.
Oh, you don't know that. You don't know what I'm doing with my money.
No, well.
Mine's to put my kids through school. You don't think my kids are a good cause? What, do you hate kids?
No, mine is to send shoeboxes full of goodies to kids that don't have nothing at Christmas time.
Oh, that's stupid. That's not even a good cause.
No, well, that's your opinion.
No, it's not. It's stupid. It's a fact. But no, I'm having my yard sale tomorrow, and you should not have yours Thursday or Friday, because you already had yours today. Tomorrow's my turn.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be here tomorrow and the next day, too.
Oh, come on. You're being an asshole neighbor. I thought we were supposed to be neighborly.
Well, that's fine. I mean, you didn't tell me you was going to have yours. I might have been planned for a month.
Well, mine's been planned for longer than that, 2 months.
I have 4 a year. This is the third one. Got one more coming.
Well, you know, whenever I drive by, I always wave at you. You know, I thought you could at least be nice to me.
Well, I tell you what, everybody that comes here tomorrow, I'll send them down to see you, too.
Oh, no, you won't. Well, it won't matter, because they'll spend all their money by then. So what good
I have a lot of people that don't spend a dime.
What good would that do? Yeah,
what?
But they'll probably be tired of yard sales at that point, because they've already been to yours. So they're not going to want to go to mine, so you're just taking my business. You're kind of being a jerk, you know?
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I mean, you know, maybe God will send a bunch of people to you, too.
Well, I don't believe in God, so I don't think he will.
Well, then if you don't think he will, I'm sure he won't. He's sending a lot of people to ours, so he'll keep on sending it to ours.
God
so
doesn't.
We'll keep on having our garage sale.
I don't think God gets involved in commerce like this, you know?
Well, this isn't commerce.
I don't think like even with your dumb shoebox idea. I mean, what the hell is that? God,
oh,
doesn't.
That's Billy Graham's son's idea, not mine.
Oh, Billy Graham's a big dummy. Anyway, so.
Well, you have a good day. Nice talking to you. I got to get back to work. I have customers. Thank you.
Well, I know you do, because you're stealing them all.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm calling about the yard sale.
Yeah?
This is Sensei Doug from the city of Spokane.
Okay.
And we sent one of our inspectors over there, and we noticed that, I don't know, it's just that your yard sale, like, you just have stuff scattered all over the place, and you have, like, clothes hanging on the fence. And it's a very messy-looking yard sale. Do you think you could just clean it up a bit? Like, straighten things up? Because when you have a yard sale that just looks crappy like that, it makes the whole city look like a bunch of hobos.
Okay, we were just setting it up yesterday, and today we're setting it up to try to make... How are we supposed to have a yard sale? I don't understand.
Well, you can do it any way you want. You don't have to be, you know, not disgusting. It's just like, you put a little more effort into it, you know, like straighten things up on the table and just, you know, line things up properly, like face everything to the front. And line it up on the edge of the shelf like you do in a supermarket. And just stop making the entire city look like a bunch of hobos is what I'm saying.
My yard is making the entire city look like hobos?
Yeah, because you don't have your stuff all straightened up, you know? You just have like...
Because it's not... He's saying he's from the city. And he's saying investigating.
Now you're being rude.
And he's saying that our yard sale is making the city look like a whole bunch of hobos.
Oh, that dick across the street.
I have tables out that I have my knickknacks on. I have boxes that I have books and
DVDs. The tables were kind of rickety looking. Do you think maybe you could tighten the screws on those and maybe paint them?
They're not, sir. They're not rickety.
Well, maybe not in your opinion.
I could go out there and shake it, and it won't wobble. It's not rickety.
Well, it just looks rickety. Like, it just looks old, and you have, like, boxes.
Brand new.
I don't know. Like, where'd you buy it? From the thrift store? That's not brand new. Like, if you get some from Goodwill, it's not technically brand new.
Have a nice day.
Brand new to you.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale.
Oh, yeah. We're still out here today.
Okay, great. Do you have, like, a spare corner of your yard or driveway or whatever? I'm going to come and set up a table.
You're going to come set up a table?
Yeah, just one table. I've got just a bunch of stuff to get rid of.
Who is this?
My name is Roy. I'm one of your neighbors. I live over on 18th Avenue.
Oh, how did you?
Just off of C Street. What?
I mean, yeah. If you want to come set up some stuff, I guess that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna how big of a corner of the yard can I have? Like, can I bring two tables and like a bunch of stuff?
I don't really mind whatever you want to set up. Are you gonna like come back and get it or?
Oh, no, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to, take money.
And we're not really going to be out here for that much longer, so.
Oh, cool. Well, you know, maybe I'll just keep mine going after you leave, but just so you know, it's not my fault. If somebody like picks up something from your yard sale and comes over and gives me money for it, that's not my fault because I can't keep track of everything.
I think you should probably just have it, like, in your own driveway at this point, because, like I said, we're not going to be out here very much longer, so.
Well, I get less traffic on my street because, you know, like, my street's nicer. Like, I'm on the dead end, 18th Avenue.
So yeah, ours is also a dead end, but, yeah, like I said, we're probably not going to be out here for that much longer, so.
Yeah, but, you know, like, you'll I could just come over, like, right now and set up a table or two. And just sell some things?
Yeah, but we're not gonna be here. I don't really feel comfortable with somebody else like being in our driveway when we're not here after we take all our stuff like to Goodwill. So
I could just set up on the sidewalk out front though, so I'm not like not touching your yard.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but like the answer is no.
Well, if it's a public sidewalk though.
So you can set it up on your own public? I mean, there's not a sidewalk in front of our house.
Well, I mean the side of the street, you know, the part that when you go on a walk, you're like walking right next to it.
I think if you want to do that, then you should do it at your own house.
Well, I'd rather do it where, like, because you've already established an ad and on Craigslist and have people coming by and, like, you're not even staying there, like, that late. You said you're having a sale today and you're already shutting it down? What the hell?
I'm going to go now. Please don't call me again, okay?
Well, I'm just going to show up, though.
Hello?
Hello, John?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor. I live over on Locust Road at Sensei Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
That's great. I noticed you're having that yard sale today.
Well, we're having a bag sale trying to get rid of everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Like, it seems like you're just copying everything I'm doing because I'm having a yard sale, and I turned my yard sale into a bag sale. You know, $5 a bag, standard plastic grocery bag, and you guys, like, you're stealing my business, basically. Why are you doing that?
What do you mean, why am I doing that?
I mean, it's not very cool. You know, I was doing it first, and then here you come, and you set yours up real fast.
We had ours advertised a week ago.
I had mine advertised 2 weeks ago.
I'm sorry if you're upset about it. You know you can kiss my ass.
Hey,
Bye. Hey,
you can't say that to me. I'm your neighbor.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about your garage sale.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I had to close it for an hour. I'll be back open at 12:30.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Hey, can you break 100? Where are you going?
Like, I might be able to. I can pick up some change while I'm out, and I'll make sure I can when I get back.
Yeah, get a lot of 20s.
All right.
Hey, but I'm not going to be getting anything at the garage sale. I'm just going to be coming by. I just need to break 100. I'm not really into garage sales. Ma'am?
Hold on, honey, stand up.
Ma'am, don't call me honey. I'm taken.
I'm talking to my child.
Oh, well, could you tell your child to shut the fuck up?
Eat a dick and die, bitch.
Well, you're on the phone.
Hello?
Hey there, I was calling about your garage sale.
Yes?
I needed to find out if you have, do you have like electrical outlets out in front where we could plug things in?
I do, yes.
Okay, great. I'm in a band. We're going to be coming over and doing a concert in your driveway.
What?
We're doing a concert. You know, it's just a maybe an hour, maybe an hour and a half if it's going good.
Why?
You know, it's just like we can't really get booked at bars because we're not that good. But this is good practice for us. We're kind of like a heavy metal screamo type band.
No, I'm going to have to respectfully decline. I don't think my neighbors would be down with that.
Oh, no, it's just going to be for an hour. And it'll help, you know, bring people to your yard sale. They'll come over to see what's going on.
I appreciate the offer, but I would have. I think I'm going to pass.
Well, no, we're already on the way. We've got the van.
No.
There's five of us. We've got, like, lots of speakers to plug in, lots of gigantic equipment.
I'm sorry. I don't want you to do that. Well, thank you very much.
It's just going
to
be, we'll keep it sort of quiet.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to have a band out here. Thank you, though.
What, do you hate music?
No, I don't hate music, but I respect my neighbors, and I don't think that that's something that they would appreciate. So
it's 10:30 in the morning. No. Like what are they going to, it's 10, like,
are you seriously calling me, soliciting me? And then you're going to like be angry with me for saying no, thank you.
I'm not soliciting you. I'm just saying we're going to come over and play a concert.
No, not in my driveway.
Okay. We'll do it in the street then, in front of the house.
I'm pretty sure the CCNR people will be by to ask you to leave.
Well, I'm pretty sure we could get like three songs in before that happens. So, concert a success.
All right. Well, but I do not want you to come. Please don't make me call the police and ask you to leave my property.
We still need to use your electric outlet, though.
No, you may not.
Okay, well, we'll use a neighbor's electrical outlet.
Not without their permission.
You know what? We're going to go to a neighbor's yard, and we're going to get them to let us play, and we're going to sing songs about how much you suck.
Hello, it's Mary. May I help you?
Hey, Mary, this is Dave. I'm a neighbor of yours over on Holiday.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm having a yard sale today also.
Okay.
And I mean, I put my ad on Craigslist like over a week ago, so you need to stop your yard sale because you're messing up, you know, my customers.
What?
You're fucking things up here because people are going to your yard sale instead of mine, and I put my ad up before you did.
Craigslist isn't timed. You just have everybody has the right to put their yard sale up. Did it go on your site by accident or something?
No. What I'm saying is I put my ad up like a week before you put yours up, and then you put one up just because I put mine up. You know, you're trying to compete with me.
I did not. I hardly ever get on Craigslist. I just said I'll throw it on there. I never even read who's got what. I don't even know if it went to the right spot.
I put an ad in the paper, and I did an ad on Craigslist like a week ago, and you're trying to horn in on my business, and it's bullshit.
It's for the public to use for everybody's yard sale. I don't even ever get on there. I shouldn't have to explain to you. It's free to the public for everybody.
Well, it doesn't mean that it doesn't mean you can steal my customers like this.
Million customers? You gotta be kidding me. It's open to the public forum. Oh my God. I think today or tomorrow's our last day anyway.
I know. That's pretty pathetic. That's my
two days. It's open to the public. My
2 days are Tuesday and Wednesday, and you stole them.
I don't care when yours is. It's open to every human being, Craigslist and all that forum. It's not exclusive to you. Goodbye.
You need to close up your yard sale.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale thing you're having today.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Is it still going on?
No, we just started packing up. Is there something in particular you're looking for?
I had a plan, but if you're, I don't know, like you're, why are you leaving so early? It's not even noon. I mean, it's just afternoon. Well, whatever, you know, I slept in. You can't keep it open for a little bit longer?
Well, we already got everything in boxes. Why?
Can I dig through the boxes?
Yeah, of course.
Because I didn't get...
It's not an issue. All of it's going to go right into the basement, so it's not going to be unaccessible.
Okay. Can you break 100?
Possibly.
Okay. Like, even if I don't buy anything?
Depends on how much you're buying, so.
Well, no, I was thinking I probably wouldn't buy anything, but can you just break 100?
Not if you're not going to buy anything. I can't just randomly break 100.
What's the minimum I have to buy for you to break 100?
I don't know. I'm really confused as to what you need.
Well, that's the main question. I want to find out if you can break 100.
Like I said, it depends on how much you... It depends on what you get.
How long,
I'm not going to break 100 for $10.
How long... Oh, that's a lot of money to expect me to spend at a yard sale.
What, $10?
Yeah.
Well, $100 is a lot for someone to expect me to break at a yard sale.
Okay, well, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
You're being a bitch about it. Don't start with me. You called me, remember
okay,
that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Have you lived there for more than 20 years?
No. Why is this your business?
Well, because I went to a garage sale at that address, your address, 20 years ago, and the thing they sold me was a complete ripoff.
That was 20 years ago, and I'm like 30-something years old, so I did not buy a house when I was 12. Sorry.
Okay, well, are you sure? Because, I don't know, you sound kind of like...
I'm sure.
Listen,
I'm not going to have someone call me and harass me over a yard sale that happened 20 years ago at the same address when I didn't live even in the state.
Well, you sound like the same person, and you sound kind of guilty because you're getting all defensive about it.
Why don't you come here and tell me I'm guilty? I'll show you guilty.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're not going to sit here and harass me on my phone.
I'm not harassing you. I'm just saying.
You are harassing me about something that I had no control over 20 years ago when I never even lived in the state 20 years ago. You're going to call people and start making assumptions, for one, make sure your assumptions are correct. If you know anything about this address, then you know it went up for sale over 5 years ago. So you can go fuck yourself.
How would I know
with
that?
Your attitude.
How would I even know that? That doesn't make sense. Like, who'd you buy the house from?
What is it that you want from me?
Who'd you buy the house from? What was their name?
None of your business.
Well, you're the one that brought it up and told me you bought the house
from someone.
Because
I want to know what he wants.
Tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. Don't tell my husband to shut the fuck up. He'll come... Listen, let's not do this.
He sounds like a lady. Like, put him on the phone.
No, I'm not putting anyone on the phone. You want me to call the police? I can put them on the phone.
No, I don't want you to call the police. I want you to put your husband on
the
phone.
Well, then stop harassing me.
I'm not harassing you. I was just asking you a simple question.
And I'm just answering your simple question. I haven't lived here that long.
Okay, well...
I just moved here from another state.
I want to check out your story with your husband, because I'm not sure I believe you.
What? What'd you say? I couldn't hear the last part.
Just put your husband on, please.
No.
I need to
I want to know what you want.
I need to talk to someone who's not on their period.
I need you to go because I'm not on my period, for one. And for two, even if I was, it's none of your fucking business. This is my house, my property, my stuff, and I don't care what you want at this point, okay? Report your phone number if you call me again.
You sound like you're on your period, though.
You sound like a fucking dickhead, though. Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about your yard sale.
Yes.
And, well, the thing is, I live just around the corner from you on Kickerville Road.
Okay.
And I'm having a yard sale on Friday and Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
So you can't have one, too. I mean, I put mine on Craigslist weeks ago.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I had my mom move in, and I need to get this stuff out of my house.
But you'll be taking all my business away.
And who says you're not going to be taking mine? Everybody's going to be stopping at yours, too.
No, they're going to shop at yours first, and then they won't have money left. And it sucks. It's bullshit.
Okay, and you're calling me to bitch and complain because I'm having a yard sale the same weekend you are.
But I set mine up weeks ago, and I put it on Craigslist, and I think you did yours on purpose on the same days just to steal my business.
No, sir, I did not. I've been talking to my mom since before I moved her in, and I told her we were having a yard sale the third week of August because I moved her in at the beginning of August.
You're like a dirty businessman.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm not even doing anything. I didn't even look to see if anybody else was having a yard sale this weekend.
Oh, so you admit that it's your fault. You didn't check.
Well, why should I?
Because I'm having my yard sale, and I'm just around the corner, and you're going to steal all my business.
And you're calling to complain to me because...
Because it's bullshit.
And I'm supposed to check Craigslist to make sure that nobody else is having a yard sale in my area the same weekend I plan on having it?
Yeah, it's common sense. But I think you did check Craigslist, and you saw that I was having one. You're like, ooh, I'm going to steal his business.
Hello?
Hi.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, you guys are stealing all of my business for my yard sale I'm having on Friday this weekend.
Excuse me, we're stealing your business?
Yeah, because I put mine on Craigslist already, and you guys probably saw that. And you figured you'd steal my business because you live right by me.
Well, you know what? Why don't you come down here and talk to me face-to-face? I'm Arnie Road. My name's Bill.
Well, I'm making the phone call, so I don't have to.
You can come down here and talk to me face-to-face if you think I'm stealing your business.
I don't want to look a dirty businessman in the face.
I'm a dirty businessman?
Yes, you are.
I'm giving you the opportunity to come down here like a person and speak to me face-to-face if you think I'm doing something dishonest.
But you're not even going to stop your yard sale if I come down there.
Excuse me?
So if I come down there, you'll stop your yard sale next weekend?
No, I'm not going to stop my yard sale.
So why would I come down?
It's a free country. If you got a problem with what I'm doing, you need to come down here and talk to me face-to-face.
Well, you need to just stop being a dirty businessman. Why don't you have yours on Monday?
You need to quit being a dickhead and realize that it's a free country.
That
and when
rude.
I schedule my yard sale, that's my time to schedule my yard sale. It's not your yard sale. It's my yard sale.
If you do it on Monday
it has
and Tuesday,
nothing to do with
hey,
your
shut
yard
up.
Sale.
If you do it on Monday and
no,
Tuesday,
you need to shut the fuck up, you motherfucker.
No,
you
listen.
Come down here and talk to me face to face.
I'm offering to help. I'll pass out flyers so they'll know.
You're offering to help me?
Yeah.
Reschedule my yard sale?
No, I'll pass out flyers
because
at my yard sale.
With your yard sale?
And I'll tell them about your yard sale that's going to happen in a couple days.
Excuse me, you're going to tell them about my yard sale.
Well, at least I'm being nice, unlike
really?
You.
No, you're not being nice. You're being a fucking asshole. You're more than welcome to come down, but I'm not changing my yard sale.
No, you have to.
You
because
understand me.
I already set mine up with Craigslist.
I have to?
You're going
to
get kicked off of Craigslist for this.
Excuse me, I'm going to get kicked off Craigslist for this?
You might, because this is dirty business practice.
How do you figure it's dirty business practice?
Because you didn't check.
Is there a law that says there can't be two yard sales at the same time?
Well, it's not a law, but it's not very neighborly, is it?
You should. Neighborly?
Yeah, you're
neighborly would be coming down here face-to-face instead of calling up.
Well, what good would that
do? You're being the dirty businessman because you feel that I'm going to steal your business with your garbage over my garbage.
You know,
how does that sound?
In my country of Russia, we don't do this. We're not like this.
Okay, well, you know what? You're not in fucking Russia anymore, motherfucker.
Oh, don't threaten me.
Are
That's
you?
Racist. Don't
oh,
yell.
Whoa, racist? You want to talk racist? You come down here and talk to me face-to-face, motherfucker.
Well, you're being so racist.
I'll show you racist.
Oh, will you? Okay, so you're going to be even more racist.
I'll show you racist.
When I come down here.
I'll show you racist right out the fucking door.
Yeah, so anyway,
You think I'm a racist because you're not in Russia anymore?
Yeah, well, anyway.
Russia has nothing to do with it.
Anyway, shut up. Shut up, listen.
No, I'm not going to shut up, you fucking piece of shit.
But,
come down here and talk to me face to face.
But I just wanted to let you know that this is just a prank call.
Okay, what's your address? I'll come up there and talk to you. How's that sound?
Well, look, I don't even live in your neighborhood. I'm in Oregon. This is
you don't even live in my neighborhood, but I'm stealing your yard sale business.
No, you don't understand. This is a prank call. I'm not even doing a yard sale this weekend.
I think that call right there was probably my favorite of this entire bunch of calls. I got to talk to both the husband and the wife. There are a lot more of these calls from last year that I did. If you look on the Snowplow Show website at snowplowshow.com, you'll get about twice as many as you heard today. If you listen to episode 486, it's called Yard Sale Sunday. It's from July 29th, 2018. And the other one is called Another Garage Sale Show, episode 492. That one's from August 19th, 2018. And a couple of the calls you heard today were from some other episode of the Snowplow Show. I don't know which one. I didn't label it. So you're just going to have to listen to all 500 episodes of the Snowplow Show until you find those calls too, because I'm sure there's even more yard sale calls in whatever episode that was. I mentioned earlier in the show that these are based on an idea of my friend G-Ads, and it's for a video-based prank call show that we used to do. And there's this really hilarious yard sale call. I mean, the call itself is really funny, the way these people react. But then to top it off, G-Ad is walking around in the yard sale taking hidden video of the people as they talk to me. And you get to see this lady in a floppy hat on an old cordless phone sitting in a reclining lawn chair on the phone yelling at me because G-Ad is taking hidden video. It's amazing. He had a video camera hidden inside of a Slurpee cup as he was walking around the yard sale looking at things. And we did several of these calls. You can find them if you go over to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. I'll put a link to that in the show notes on worldofprankcalls.com, and I'll try to find the exact video, if he still has it up, of that call to the yard sale lady. Maybe he did some other yard sale calls too. We actually did a lot of really great things on this show called Calls of Mass Confusion. I would call up convenience stores and get them to do the shopping sprees, you know, talk to customers, say, hey, you won, run around the store and grab a bunch of groceries, you get to have them for free. And he would get that on video. We'd call up jewelry stores at a mall, tell them the Insane Clown Posse is coming, and mall security would get called, and then they would arrest Jihad. Those were the good old days. Be sure to check all of those out over at youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. And, of course, make sure you're listening to my shows at snowplowshow.com and phonelosers.com, and support this show at patreon.com/phonelosers. Here's a song by Nerf Herder. It's about yard sales.
An old plastic mug with a picture of a Smurf on it.
Smurf.
And an old white leather sofa with a brown stain where you used to sit. And a statuette of a dragon clutching a crystal orb. And a t-shirt of a unicorn flying through space that was tattered and worn. It's your garage. Got invited to your birthday party. I wanted to make an impression, so I walked up and down State Street to the hippie store to buy a nice present for you. A Scooby-Doo. I spent $34.95 on a scented candle. It smelled like strawberry Pop-Tarts and oregano. I rubbed it all over my body and wrapped it up to give it to you. But here it is. It's your carousel. Your carousel.
Your carousel, 25 cents at your carousel.
You just told me to shut up, Roy. What kind of professional